You're thinking you'll find friends who'll do what you want better. But all of your real ones are trying to write you letters. It's not too late.
Like a baby child. You waited till you got 63 before you started running wild. Well, I'm looking for a gal. She's got to be young and neat. Well, I'm looking for a gal. She's got to be young and neat. What good is your stove if it don't give out no heat? But you let it pass you by. Cause when you was 10, you used to run from men.
You kept on sitting on it all the time.
When you were 15, you was a natural queen.
But you kept on sitting on it all the time.
When you was 22, you didn't know what to do. When you was 25, you thought about that child.
But you kept on sitting on it all the time.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. It's just about time for us to begin the radio obituaries, but first, you know I have to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Thank you for doing that for me. Do it for me. But now it is time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. We're going to try to get caught up by May. That's going to be the goal. It's not going to happen. You don't even want to see the list. You don't even want to see it. It hurts to look at and to know that I'm going to add another, 10 to 20 every week. But that's what we're here for. We are here for you and them and this, the radio obituaries, which, by the way, we want to thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his assistance in the matter. Our initial radio obituary tonight is for Sam Lavolo. He was the producer and co-creator of Hee Haw, which, of course, brought country music and homestyle humor to millions of American homes. He started out, though, working on the Jonathan Winter Show from 67 through 69. And then he noticed at some point doing that show that it enjoyed a ratings bump whenever the country music guests were on. So he conceived of Hee Haw, which started in 1969 and went on for a 21-year run in syndication. And he was the producer for all but the last 5 years. Craziness. He wrote a memoir about his time on the show, Life in the Cornfield, My 25 Years at Hee Haw. Oh, Sam Lavolo just passed away at 88. He is the initial radio obituary tonight, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Down here on the farm, the weather gets messy. Playing around with nothing to do. When you went away, you took my cow Bessie. I miss her, darling, more than I miss you. You took off your leg, your wig, and your eyeglass, and you should have seen the look on my face. I wanted to kiss, I wanted to hug you, but you were scattered all over the place. The proof's hanging out right there on the line. When I see the snow and feel the wind blowing, your night is hugging them long johns of mine. The noises you made at our supper table, your habits, my dear, were surely absurd. But how many times do I have to tell you, soup is a dish to be seen and not heard. With your ma went drunk her around. You said she looked pale and thought she was dying. I said, don't worry, I'll buy a new hound. I had 6 kids and you had 11, and we had 8 more and they grew like flowers. I wish you'd come back, without you ain't heaven, 'cause your kids and my kids are beating up ours.
You leave me here all alone.
I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love.
You met another and you were gone.
I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love.
You met another and
you were gone.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Al Brodox. He was an American film and TV producer. And then from starting in 1950 all the way through 1960, He worked in program development for the William Morris Agency, where he helped to develop your show of shows. He joined the King Feature Syndicate in 1960. And then took over the production of the Popeye cartoons after Paramount's contract ran out. He oversaw the production of 200 Popeye shorts from 1960 through 1962 with five different animation studios simultaneously involved. Whew, that's a lot. He was also the producer of King Features' animated revival of Crazy Cat, as well as Cool McCool, Beetle Bailey, Snuffy Smith, and Casper the Friendly Ghost. After seeing the Beatles perform on The Ed Sullivan Show, he approached the band's management with the idea of producing an animated series for the Fab Four, and the series, of which 39 episodes were produced, premiered in 1965 on ABC. He also was involved in the production of Yellow Submarine later on, went on to work as a freelance producer, writer, lyricist, and director from 1969 through 1980. Al Brodock's just passed away at 90, and he is the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Double O, C double O, C double O L, C double O L Mac. Cool Mac Cool. Dangerous is business. The owl is flying high, frightening to the eye. The rattler is nearby. Cool is on the fly. Dangerous is business. Madcap's back in town. Yeah! Cool a crown, boxes are a poppin', cool is kept a hoppin'. Dangerous is business. That's Hurricane Harry with all the wind he can carry. My cool the coolest. Danger is my business.
Make that stop, will you? Thank you. I appreciate it. The next radio obituary is for Alan Zavod, the Australian pianist, composer, jazz musician, and occasional conductor. He collaborated with many well-known international musicians, including Duke Ellington, Cab Calloway, George Benson, Eric Clapton, Jean-Luc Ponty. It was a crazy long list. He was mostly based in the U.S., where he toured and recorded with big, huge names like the Glenn Miller Orchestra. He also scored more than 30 U.S. and Australian films and television shows. Alan Zavod just passed away at 71. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
The dangerous kitchen, if it ain't one thing, it's another. In the middle of the night when you come home, the bread things are all dry and scratchy. The mean things where the cats ate through the paper. The soft little things on the floor that you step on, they can all be dangerous. Sometimes the milk can hurt you if you put it on your cereal before you smell the plastic container. And the stuff in the strainer has a mind of its own. So be very careful in the dangerous kitchen when the nighttime has fallen and the roaches are crowding. In the kitchen of danger, you can feel like a stranger. The bananas are black, they got flies in the back, and also the chicken in the dish with the foil, where the cream is all clabbered and the salad is frightful. Your return in the evening can be less than delightful. You must walk very careful you must not lean against it. It can get in your clothing. It can follow you in as you walk to the bedroom and you take all your clothes off. While you're sleeping, it crawls off. It gets in your bed. It could get on your face then. It could eat your complexion. You could die from the danger of the dangerous kitchen. Who the fuck wants to clean it? It's disgusting and dirty. The sponge in the drainer is stinky and squirty. If you squeeze it when you wipe up, what you get on your hands then could unbalance your glands and make you blind or whatever in the dangerous kitchen. At my house we'll be right back.
hired Bob Smith.
Where does that put us? That puts us at the cleanup radio obituary. Hey, it's the cleanup radio obituary. For Alphonse Mazin, the jazz drummer who came to be one of the architects of American jazz fusion during the late 60s and early 70s. He moved to New York City where he studied music and drama once he got out of high school. And his first gig of note was playing percussion in the Broadway show Promises, Promises. He went on to work with the jazz great McCoy Tyner, spent about a year in the Weather Report before being signed to Blue Note Records as a solo artist in 72. Played with Donald Byrd, Herbie Hancock, Miles Davis, Roberta Flack, etc., etc. A huge list ensues. Alphonse Mazin just passed away at 68. He is the, what is that? What did I say? Oh, the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Stop all this stuff.
Why does this always happen to me where we get to this point in the show and I'm just totally not prepared? So let me do what I have to do so that I can say to you, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Barrel House Chuck, born Charles Goring. He was an American Chicago blues and electric blues pianist, keyboardist, singer, songwriter. Claimed to be the only Chicago blues pianist to have studied under Sonnyland Slim, Pine Top Perkins, Blind John Davis, Detroit Jr., and Little Brother Montgomery. That's a lot of studying. Barrel House Chuck just passed away at 58. He is the Weasel Radio Obituary tonight, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The pre-antepenultimate radio obituary is for Bob Krasnow, the American music industry entrepreneur. He founded Blue Thumb Records, later became the chairman of Elektra. He was also a co-founder of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but we're not going to hold that against him tonight. His early career included working as a promotions man for James Brown and a sales rep for Decca. In the early 1960s, he founded MK Records, which released the novelty record Report to the Nation. There was a parody of the 1960 presidential campaign between John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon. He ran the King Records branch office in San Francisco from 58 to 64. Then he founded Loma Records. He founded the Buddha Records subsidiary of Kama Sutra. He just did crazy amounts of stuff. And he just passed away at 82. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary for Bob Krasnow right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yeah. evening. This is Ned Nutley.
And this is Willie Winkley. Tonight, our microphones are set up at the stately Wilting Hotel in Washington. We're going to bring you an on-the-spot report of a campaign dinner for the presidential hopeful John Finnerty. Good evening, Mr. Finnerty.
Hello to you, too.
Mr. Finnerty, we know you just completed a long campaign tour. How do you feel?
Well, I feel fine.
Well, that's wonderful. Say, Mr. Finnerty, I hate to say anything, but I noticed you're wearing snowshoes. Where have you been?
North to Alaska.
Cold up there, huh? Oh, excuse me, Mr. Finnerty. I noticed some commotion outside the auditorium. Let's go now to Willie Winkley.
This is Willie Winkley outside. There seems to be as many Dixon supporters as Finnerty fans here tonight. They've been on hand most of the evening harassing the crowd as they made their way in. Right now, they're singing the Dixon campaign song. Uh-oh, there may be some trouble now. Several Finnerty supporters have attacked the leader of this Dixon group. They're, good grief, they're tearing his clothes off. The police are moving in now. I'm going to try to get over there if I can. Excuse me, sir, you're on my mic cord.
Pardon me.
Ah, here we are. Here's the leader of this Dixon group. Would you say something to our audience, sir?
What am I doing here?
This is Ned Nutley back on the rostrum. Mr. Finnerty, you no doubt heard that disturbance by the Dixon supporters. Do you have anything to say?
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Mr. Finnerty, according to the latest polls, your greatest strength is in the New England states. Now, we know you're a native son, but what has really made you so popular?
I do the shimmy when I walk down the street.
Okay, now let's get down to issues, Mr. Finnerty. What is one of the biggest problems you face in this campaign?
People tell me I'm too young.
And what do you think?
Kitty, oh, don't you know that's wrong?
Oh, incidentally, Mr. Finnerty, I see both of your brothers are here tonight. Now, they've been quite active throughout your campaign. Is there anyone else back home that's carrying the Finnerty banner?
Yeah, you should see my little sister.
And what has she done to help your campaign?
She wore an itsy-bitsy teeny-weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
Hey, Mr. Finnerty, we're going to let you go, but just one or two more questions. If you're elected, how do you plan to spend most of your time? And looking at the election realistically, what do you do if you lose?
You go downtown to the pawn shop and get yourself a pistol.
Thank you, Mr. John Finnerty. This is Ned Nutley on the rostrum.
And this is Willie Winkley on the wagon. We're on our way across town to attend a rally for the other candidate for president, Nick Dixon. We'll be back in just a moment.
It was early in the morning, I heard the rooster crow.
Fellow Americans, on this occasion, it is my pleasure on our tour throughout this great country of ours to stop here just to talk plain common sense to each and every one of you. Now, I'm not the kind of politician that you read about, who kisses babies, shakes hands, and makes sure that his picture is in the paper. I'm just here to talk plain, common, everyday sense. I believe that we've got to keep our feet on the ground. If we do not keep our feet on the ground, we are in serious trouble. You may wonder why running for an important office as I am, I have stopped here and am talking to you now from this platform on the back of this great train that crosses this great country. This is a small town. I know the population is only 229. But I feel that talking to you, bringing my ideas, what I stand for, to you, small town though you may be, is as important as a large audience in a large auditorium. I've spoken to many, but never have I shunned a small crowd, because each and every one of you have a vote. And I'm counting on you to vote for me. You know what I stand for. I don't have to tell you. You know. You can tell it by looking at my face. Just remember, on election day, remember my name, Smerd. S-M-E-R-D. Smerd. That's the only name that you should really be thinking about when you're voting. You'll see lots of names, but if you remember Smerd, you'll be remembering me, and you, and you, and you, and thousands of other people across this great country of ours. More than that, I would like to say in closing that no matter what you do, no matter what you do, you remember the name Smerd. Smerd is the name for you to remember.
Yeah.
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Larry Steinbachek, the former keyboardist and actually co-founder of the 80s synth-pop group Bronski Beat. Larry Steinbachek just passed away at 56. I can't believe I actually had this, but I did, and I do. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
To tell a little story that's been told time and time again about the foolish men who chase me, my discarded men. They used to tell me they loved me, but I knew better than them. I'd find them looking around the corner, my discarded men. Piercing eyes with a vengeance, tell them to count to ten. They bribed me with their diamonds, my discarded men. Telephone calls in the evening, they drive me round the bend. Champagne and roses from my discarded men. Chase me after a fashion I could never pretend. No substitute for passion, my discarded men. You think you can thrill me? You can think again. Watch out, you might become one of my discarded men.
That officially brings us to the penultimate radio obituary for Tillicum, nicknamed Tilly, the notorious captive killer whale, an orca. He was captured in Iceland in 1983 and ended up in SeaWorld in Orlando, Florida. But he was involved in the death of three people at sea and at SeaWorld. Lived a long life, though. Sired 21 calves, of whom 11 are still alive. Tilikum, the orca, just passed away at 35. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Wouldn't you like to be a whale and sail serenely by? An 80-foot whale from the tip to your tail and a tiny briny eye. Wouldn't you like to wallow where nobody says come out? Wouldn't you like to swallow and blow all the brine about?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to be so clean and never have to wash, I mean? Wouldn't you like to spout? Oh, yes, just think. Then a feather of spray sailing away, rising and sinking and sinking and rising and blowing the brine about.
Oh, whales go sailing over the bounding main.
From Arctic snow to Mexico and then back home again.
Whales go sailing over the bounding main. Wherever they please on seven seas, and then back home again.
Wouldn't you like to be a whale and sail serenely by? An 80-foot whale from the tip to your tail and a tiny briny eye. Or wouldn't you like to wallow where nobody says come out? And wouldn't you like to swallow and blow all the brine about?
Yeah!
Wouldn't you like to be so clean
and never have to wash, I mean?
Wouldn't you love to spout? No doubt, no
than a feather of spray sailing away, rising and sinking and sinking and rising and blowing the brine about.
By the way, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO, Medford. Assuming I'm going to get to do this, the ultimate radio obituary tonight is for Maggie Roach. One-third of the family band, the Roaches. They grew up in Park Ridge, New Jersey. The sisters, they did. In 1973, Maggie and Terry sang backup on Paul Simon's album, There Goes Rhymin' Simon. They were signed to Columbia Records as a duo and released their album, Seductive Reasoning, in 1975. Then their younger sister, Susie, joined them to form the Roaches. Their first self-titled album as a trio, produced by Robert Fripp, was released in 1979, and they continued recording and performing until their final album, Moonswept, was released in 2007. Maggie Rose.